From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. Police Chief Ken Burton told business leaders Tuesday that police department efforts to stem a recent series of shootings downtown seem to have worked. Since the shootings in late July and early August, there haven't been any shots fired incidents downtown. Burton said he sees no reason for nearby neighborhoods to worry about violence spreading from downtown. He said, quote, "These are not bands of armed hoodlums. These are select individuals that are down there looking for trouble." Scott Wilson, chair of the Downtown Columbia Leadership Council, said the group feels reassured that downtown is safe. Labor groups representing public sector employees are suing Missouri in the hopes of blocking a new law that went into effect yesterday. The law, called Paycheck Protection by supporters, aims to impose a raft of new restrictions like seeking permission to collect annual dues. Mark Jones is political director for the Missouri National Education Association, one of the groups suing the state. He says the law violates workers' free speech and due process rights.
Missouri's Constitution has a very strong protection for workers, allowing them to collectively bargain, and this bill simply seems to seeks to undermine those.
Public safety unions that represent firefighters, police, and first responders are exempted. The law was passed by the Republican Majority General Assembly and signed by former Governor Eric Greitens. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley, the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate, wants to do away with a provision in the federal tax code that bars religious organizations from endorsing or opposing political candidates. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch obtained audio of an August 21st speech to religious leaders in St. Louis in which Hawley said he favors repealing the Johnson Amendment. Hawley said religious liberty is, quote, "under attack in this country, and it's a terrible thing." Hawley, in a statement provided to the Associated Press on Tuesday, called the Johnson Amendment unconstitutional. He says the government shouldn't tell pastors what they can and can't say from the pulpit. Hawley is facing Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill in the November election. A spokesman for McCaskill says she opposes repealing the Johnson Amendment. Wisconsin wildlife officials plan to relocate 300 ruffed grouse to Missouri. The Department of Natural Resources plans to move about 100 birds annually over the next 3 years to east central Missouri's River Hills region. DNR officials say ruffed grouse are native to Missouri, but the population here has declined over the last several decades as forests aged. The DNR plans to conduct an initial round of trapping in Lincoln, Sawyer, Taylor, and Rusk counties through September 15th. The goal is to capture 100 birds. The Missouri Department of Conservation, in return, plans to give the Wisconsin DNR a donation to restore forest habitat in the trapping areas. Missouri provided Wisconsin with the first turkeys to reestablish the state's turkey population decades ago. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.